Several top Iditarod mushers are currently resting in Huslia. Aaron Burmeister was the first to reach the checkpoint at around 10 p.m. last night. He was followed by Dallas Seavey, rookie Thomas Warner, and Ken Anderson. Race leaders won't start to shake out until after teams complete their mandatory 24 and 8-hour layovers and make up their start time differentials. But as Emily Schwing reports from Galena, many mushers are still surprised at where they're finding themselves in the standings.
When he arrived in Ruby, Aaron Burmeister had no idea he was near the front of the pack.
And no checkpoints we've been in, have we had any idea where we are. There's been no data, no information available. So I was just taking care of my dogs and tending to things and came in here in third place. And I was like, wow, what in the world? I figured I'd be in 20th.
Burmeister isn't the only musher who's been surprised about where his team is in the standings.
I am very surprised where I'm at, definitely.
That's Wade Mars. The 24-year-old has finished 3 Iditarods.
I thought I'd have a lot more catching up to do if I wanted to get in the top 10. Well, right now we just kind of got to keep doing what we're doing and keep things together, and we should be able to pull it off.
For Paige Drobny, it came as a surprise that she arrived in Galena in 24th place. She says she's had more rest this year in comparison to her previous 2 races.
I mean, the last 2 years when I came into like Nikolai, I felt like I had been pretty on top of things and running and resting quickly. And I was in like 40th place. And I was like, I couldn't believe that there was that many people doing it faster than what I was doing.
This year, no one's running a traditional race plan because they aren't traveling a traditional trail. So even for seasoned veterans like 14-time finisher Ken Anderson, it's not entirely clear how their teams are performing.
I've run an Iditarod so many times, you just know, okay, the dogs are going to look like this at this checkpoint. And you're just ready for it.
A third of the way into the race, Anderson wanted his dogs to look the way he'd expect them to if they were in Takotna, had he been running the normal southern route.
Come to think of it, it actually looked better, yeah. Way better. Yeah, I just realized that.
Standings will remain something of a mystery until mushers complete both their mandatory 8 and 24-hour layovers and make up their time differential from the start. A trail report from race officials warns mushers of a long, cold slog along the rerouted trail to Huslia and beyond to Koyukuk. Perhaps mushers may find a little bliss running in sub-zero temperatures if they remain somewhat ignorant about the new trail and where they're running amid the pack. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Galena.